we are blessed that you gave them this.
Power Perspective
with Lawrence Tabane.
Monday to Thursday,
9 to midnight
on Power 98.7.
Now,
we're talking.
Your voice is your power. It can change the world and change your listening experience on Power 98.7. Use it.
Call the 24-hour Power comment line 011-014-9097 and share your views and ideas about the station.
You are a valued listener
and your comment
is highly regarded. Stay with us on Power 98.7.
Take your radio with you.
Now, we're talking.
Power Lunch with Thabiso Sekwane, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. on Power 98.7. Now, we're talking.
And it's 26 minutes before 3 o'clock. Power Lunch and Power 987 with myself, Apelele. We are at each other's company until 3 p.m., sitting in for Thabiso Noon. And we move on to another conversation now. Moving into dance, Romeo and Juliet, Rebellion and Johannesburg premiered as part of Heritage Month tour of Germany and featured collaborative synthesis of South Africa's top creative talent. Joining me in the studio is Sunny Boy Mudau, who is artistic assistant, as well as, oh yes, she is already waiting on the line, Nadia Vesami. Did I say your surname correctly?
Tommy, thank you, Apelele. Nice to be with you.
Thank you so very much. You are director of education and CEO of Moving Into Dance. Thank you so very much to both of you for your time.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the Germany tour, and maybe Nadia, you can take this one. Take us through exactly what the experience was like.
I think Sunny Boy would be better versed at this question.
Okay.
Since he was actually on the tour.
All right, so Sunny Boy, tell us about the Germany experience.
Well, yeah, the German experience, because we started creating the work here in Johannesburg. It was a collaboration between the company Moving Into Dance with Jessica Newpen, who is born in South Africa but now resides in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So we created this work this year, and we had an opportunity to premiere in Munich and tour around 5 cities.
Wow.
Berlin, Dortmund, Bielefeld, presenting the South African work and our South African ideas and movement. Yeah.
I'm very curious to know about, you know, just the, as you're saying, as a company, just the showcasing of the young South African people and how that was then received by that market, you know, being in Germany. How was that received? I mean, we are talking about a South African style, a South African people, a South African identity, but presenting that to a European audience, and you're saying you toured five cities?
Five cities, yeah.
That's amazing. So how was it received?
Yeah, I think the work was well received because Germany is one of the cities which is open within the arts because they support their art form, dance and theatre work. So this work, as much as it was a different art form or a different way of dancing and a different way of moving, but the work was well received because let's say in Hamburg, the first night we had a full house, which was theatre directors and producers. Then the next two nights were not booked, but we had a full house also for the 2 weeks, which showed that the work was well received and they loved the way of performing that we, our way of dancing.
We also received some incredible publicity from the German side, which was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, on two occasions, Jessica called just completely elated at, you know, the standing ovations and just the responses, which was incredible.
Lovely. Let's now talk about some of the challenges that are faced by professional dancers and dance companies and schools in South Africa. What are some of those that perhaps we're not aware of?
I think one of the, you know, the key phenomenon that governs some of the challenges that we face, and this is outside of us being an NPO, is that, you know, there isn't a proper standardization of the kind of dance education that is meted out.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many different criteria. You know, for example, the ballet people have a specific school that they subscribe to as opposed to contemporary and contemporary African dance, which is what we do.
Yeah.
So, you know, there isn't always that base point measure to say, you know, this is what you achieved and that sort of thing. So I think that, you know, that for me is one of the things. Beyond that, I think, they also need a professionalization of the industry. It's one of the factors that seems to affect what level of talent we're taking in. And fortunately for us at Moving Into Dance, we start off with a very basic training with a fully accredited SAQWA qualification at first year.
Oh, lovely.
And then we have second and third year on-the-job training, so they actually get to perform and learn administration and do all of that stuff. So by the time they get to the dance company level, you know, they're trainee dancers ready to perform professionally.
Yeah.
And you don't always have that. You have a lot of, you know, youth going through the motions of, you know, a brief training, and then suddenly they deem themselves professional dancers. Cannot. I mean, Sunny Boy has been in this industry, just correct me, Sunny Boy, for over 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean now, as he's starting to really blossom and shine, you know, as a choreographer, as a dancer. So, you know, there are those challenges.
I was about to ask if perhaps that is maybe the biggest challenge of all, just I suppose the lack of taking seriously the art form of dancing, and many people thinking that they can easily refer to themselves as professional dancers.
It's a very loose concept.
I think it's recognition. The recognition of this art form. Some people, they still take it as a hobby, and they're not taking dance like as serious as it is. Within the Moving Into Dance company, we have outreach programs where we work with different schools in different townships, like in Soweto, Alexander, Booking. Every week, between Wednesdays and Friday, we go there and teach dance. What we have developed is there's a concept which was even called EduDance, where we do academic subjects through movements, like we interpret them in terms of formats, and like you get that within a class of 50 students, not everybody will understand whatever that has been taught by the teacher. The same. So we tried and created a formula that it's easier for students to understand it. And also when we have performances as well, the kind of audiences that we get is still very poor.
You mean locally?
Yeah, locally. Especially here in Johannesburg. When we perform here, our audiences, we find that in a 280-seater theater, we get something like 80 people coming to support the work.
Wow.
But when you go overseas, over 1,000-seater, you get full houses.
Wow. So maybe Nadia, you can chip in there and tell us maybe why you think that is the case. I would think that we would take up the chance of celebrating our artists. Clearly, that is not the case.
I think there's a limited knowledge of the arts, you know, specifically dance, in the sense that, you know, and I've had this encounter with parents on several occasions where they ask you, like, what is my child going to do with this qualification? You know, the year that they could be working and earning money. And there's a failure to see the contribution of dance to the economy, and not just to the economy, but to social development. You know, I mean, some of the stories we hear of in our training, because we essentially target youth from highly impoverished backgrounds that are talented, and we, you know, bring them to train at Moving Into Dance at full cost to ourselves. But, you know, we hear the stories of success. We hear the stories of, you know, supporting families, of, you know, dancers saying to us, you know, if it had not been for this opportunity, I'd probably be, you know, engaging in some kind of criminal activity.
Yeah.
So, you know, that sort of stuff. So there's a bigger picture to see. It's not just about dance as a form of entertainment, but it's dance as a form of changing lives, changing society, changing communities.
True. And also storytelling, which I think is another very big part of dancing as an art form. If we take a look now, as we wrap up, Moving Into Dance, what's next?
Sky's the limit.
At the moment, we preparing for our graduation, our first year, they'll be graduating.
Fantastic.
So we're busy cooking that, and also in plan of for next year, 2015, because we have a number of works which are in the pipeline.
Are you taking people in as well?
Yeah, we're taking new students for next year, and selecting also from the first years.
Okay.
Yeah, select the ones.
Yeah, we have auditions December here at Moving Into Dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that would be where exactly?
We're based in Newtown.
Okay.
That's number one President Street in Newtown.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone's interested in coming for these auditions, they need to present us with a two-page CV, certified ID copy,
mm-hmm.
and certified matric results before the audition on the 11th.
That's the 11th of December.
Correct. Fantastic. And auditions will start at 8:30 sharp.
Fantastic. So do you have a Facebook page perhaps people can follow as well?
Yes, it's at MI Dance.
At MI Dance.
Correct.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you so very much for your time, Nadia. Have a good day further.
Thank you, Apalele.
All right, then. That's Nadia Vresami, who is Director of Education and CEO of Moving Into Dance. And Sunny Boy Mutau, who's joining us in the studio, Artistic Assistant. Thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Godspeed.
Thank you.
Keep your mind on the money. Get your daily business news and financial market reports on Power Business with